One of the first considerations when engaging casual labour will to be decide if the contract between the casual labourer and the employer or the engager is a contract of service, otherwise known as a contract of employment, or a contract for services, generally regarded as self-employment. It is wrong to assume that casual labour falls automatically into either slot, because someone can be employed for just a day or part of a day, and similarly, can provide services on a self-employed basis for anything from a matter of hours to much longer periods. It will always be dependent on the precise terms and the conditions of the engagement or the employment. Part 5, page 22 of HMRC's Help Book E13 provides guidance on taking on a new employee, and it states that an employee is anyone you employ under a contract of service and includes full-time and casual workers. Note there, of course, it does include casual workers. It then goes on to say that if an employee does not give you a P45 because they claim to be self-employed, you must look at the terms on which you took them on. Again, that's very important. We are then referred to the HMRC website Guidance on Employment Status. The website link is www.hmrc.gov.uk/employment-status, worth looking at. It is important to note that we are told to check with your tax office if in any doubt, and that you must treat them as an employee in the meantime. So again, note that the revenue's view is that if in doubt, you've got to operate pay as you earn until you're told otherwise. Failure to do so will mean recovery from what they will regard as the employer. Now, this podcast is not specifically about employment status, but as a general guidance when looking at casual labour, I would advise your clients to treat casual labour individuals as employees and operate PAYE and then deduct Class 1 NICs if appropriate. If these people are just providing some extra labour and cannot readily prove that they are providing services through an existing business. If they have got a business, I want to see evidence of that business. This might be their headed note paper, and I would certainly expect them to be able to provide a bona fide invoice before payment is made. I would not expect you to be paying petty cash payments for casual labour to someone claiming to be self-employed. A self-employed van or lorry driver using his own vehicle should be accepted as self-employed because of the investment in the vehicle. But a casual driver who has to drive the employer's vehicle is almost certainly going to be treated as an employee. Now, it might be different if the driver has a haulage or van delivery business, but happens to be asked to drive the engager's vehicle, not use his own. You will have in existence a business, a vehicle, shall we say, that can justify self-employment. Now, one common problem picked up by HMRC employer compliance officers is the payment to an office cleaner. Although this is not normally a casual labour issue, it might arise when someone does the cleaning when the employed cleaner is on holiday or absent due to sickness. We have specific Social Security categorisation of earners regulations that provide that if there's no contract of service, the worker is treated as an employed earner under the regulations when employed as a cleaner of an office or premises other than a private dwelling house, or a cleaner of any telephone apparatus and associated fixtures other than apparatus and fixtures in premises used as a private dwelling house. Under the regulations, the secondary contributor is treated as the agency or third party which supplies and pays the cleaners, or the person with whom the cleaner contracts to do the work. So in other words, my client, your client, making a payment to a cleaner just to clean the office will be regarded as the employer or the secondary contributor, and national insurance will be due. The regulations only apply where there is a primary requirement for the cleaner to physically clean the premises or the apparatus concerned. Where the cleaning is merely incidental to running a cleaning business, then they would not be subject to the legislation. And of course, this is one of the key elements. If you've got an individual providing their labour to clean an office on a temporary basis or otherwise, then they really have to be treated as an employed earner. If they have a business and they provide their own equipment and perhaps use other people to do the cleaning, then clearly we don't have a tax or NIC issue as regards employment.